Hello and welcome to Anatomy of Us, a show dedicated to bringing real help to real couples. I'm your host, Melanie Studley.
What's up, guys? My name is Seth Studley. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and together we are high-performance marriage coaches.
We are cutting through the bullcrap and creating a movement of happy, healthy, badass couples all over the world.
Let's go!
Hello, guys. What's up?
Yo.
We are back with Anatomy of Us. And today we are talking about a topic that I will tell you where the origin of this idea came from. I was listening to a podcast. Oh, no, it was on like Instagram Reels. And someone was talking about love being unconditional. And they're like, if it's not unconditional, then it isn't even love. And I was just sort of like sitting there thinking about what they were saying.
Okay.
And thinking about this idea of unconditional love. So let's break that down. And then we're going to talk about what I thought about it after I was listening. But unconditional love, which they talk about God having unconditional love, right? What does that mean? There are no conditions. So it doesn't matter what I do to you. Unconditional love means you love me no matter what. So I could...
Are you talking about weather conditions?
Okay, stay on task. Already? We're 2 seconds in. Not even 2 minutes. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So let's talk about the idea, unconditional love. Let's really think about, is that true? That we have love without conditions. You may love someone unconditionally, but relationships are not unconditional.
This making me think specifically around boundaries.
Mm-hmm. This is why I wanted to bring it up, is that people use this, oh my gosh, I about fell over, use this idea of like, you should have unconditional love, blah, blah, blah. And yes, love. The feeling that you have someone, the care that you have for someone
may be
unconditional, but relationships are not. That's why jails exist, by the way.
Is love a feeling?
Love, it depends on what you want to do with that. Love
feelings
can be
aren't facts.
Oh my gosh, what are we talking? Okay. Okay, so you shrugging at me means something? What does that mean?
It means
audience who's not watching
it
us.
It means I zink. Microphone is weird. Mikey phone. Okay, so unconditional love, right? You can think about biblical unconditional love, God love, how God loves things. And maybe humans don't even have unconditional love because we have conditions, because we have feelings tied to love. We have chemicals tied to love. And then also people who may get it skewed is, oh, my boundaries means that you don't love me. Right? Oh, I have boundaries in this marriage. You can't punch me in the face again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't unconditionally love me. Wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
You can't be a jerk. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
That's why I want to make the distinction that love may be unconditional for some people. For some people, it's actually not. Like, I know that that sounds taboo to say or maybe weird or unkind. But there may be a point where someone has hurt someone else so bad that they actually don't love them. And that's not like the end of the world, people. Mm-hmm. I want to just really, really want to say that. I think it's okay to say that stuff out loud sometimes. No, it's not true for everybody, but...
Say that again. What did you say?
Well, hold on. Love may be unconditional, but relationships most certainly are not unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships have conditions. And this is the thing, I think there's a big blurry space here where people mix these ideas together and they don't sort of understand the unintended consequences of this blurring of the lines of unconditional love versus conditional relationships. You and I have a very conditional relationship. I would say most people should have a very conditional relationship.
What if I said something even more than that?
What if you said something even more than that? Say the thing that's more than that.
Relationships fall under a contract of social norms, societal norms.
Yeah, we have a license.
Cultural norms.
A marriage license.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Keep on.
So the government can get money and blah, 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 right? And legal reasons.
You going to talk about vaccines next?
Anti-vaxxer. Plus, I'm flat earther. I didn't know if you knew that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Did Bigfoot tell you?
We have flat earthers in our society all around the globe.
Okay.
That
Keep
was a
on.
Thing, actually, that the Flat Earth Society said.
So you were saying?
Relationships are contractual.
Mm-hmm.
And then that goes back into boundaries. I agree to be in a loving, monogamous, healthy, productive, high-performing relationship, mm-hmm. marriage in this case, mm-hmm. with you.
Right.
There are things that you can do to break that contract, mm-hmm. to break
covenant,
that boundaries. Well, I was thinking of covenant earlier, but
I'm going to Google it.
Well, like the Bible talks about Abraham and a covenant with God, and God has a covenant with us, and that is way different than a contract. Hmm. I have entered
it's an agreement between people. Agree. Okay, sorry. Keep
or
on.
Or a land covenant, right? Here is the boundary of where your
making
property
a pro-
ends.
Yeah, a covenant is a relationship between two partners who make binding promises to each other and work together to reach a common goal. So it is a covenant. Mm-hmm. I've never read that definition of it.
Right. But in biblical terms, at least what I've heard of it, God has a covenant with us. That can't be broken. A contract, I have entered into contracts, and then both of us said, hey, nope, we made a mistake. Let's get out of this, right? Mm-hmm. And then other times, the other person didn't want to get out of the contract, like mm-hmm. our lease one time. You know what I'm right. saying? So.
And there's a fine. If they don't want to get out of a contract and we are in a lease, we have to pay a fine to break that covenant contract.
Which that is a consequence mm-hmm. of us choosing to do something against what we said we were going mm-hmm. to do, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is really making me think.
As it should.
Like, I have a relationship with our kids. Mm-hmm. They are biologically half of me. So that's that.
I don't know if that's a true statement. that's a funny thought, though. Keep on.
Sperm and egg.
That just sounded like okay, keep on.
Anyways.
Back to what I was saying.
Anywho, I had a client yesterday and she kept on saying, she would go off and talk to me and go, well, anywho, so yeah. And then the thing, it was really funny. Anyway, anywho. Nothing will change the fact that I am the kid's dad.
Yeah.
Understand? Mm-hmm. No matter if they blow up the world mm-hmm. and everything crazy.
So that's unconditional, essentially.
Well, that's an unconditional
fact.
Toyed. Right? It is not love. Just because I'm biologically related to them, it actually does not mean I have to love them.
Oh, as evidenced by the millions of people who are abandoned by their parents all
right.
the time.
I mean, evolutionary-wise.
Evolutionarily?
Evolutionarily-wise, it is in me to continue their life so they can continue...
life in general.
You know, the progeny. Progeny, is that right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
I made a face because I don't know if that's right. I think it is. Keep on.
Okay, so you're asking the question, which is kind of existential here, in to a sense, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. What is love? What is unconditional love? And can you and I actually be in an unconditional love relationship? Maybe mm-hmm. if you are holding up your side of the deal mm-hmm. contractually, mm-hmm. marriage-wise, you know, for better or worse, in sickness and in health, kind of thing, then it allows other things to open up for us. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Maybe. Say it again. I thought I got really lost on a tangent in my brain because Shaquille O'Neal's marriage vows say for richer or richer, not richer or poorer. And that's what I was thinking
talking. in health and better health.
Yeah.
Is what I would say.
.com. Oh, it's better help.
Jeez.
Okay, so say that again, though, because I was thinking like four different thoughts. And mm-hmm. part of one of the thoughts I wanted to communicate is that relationships have conditions and boundaries and rules as a function of our society. Like, society didn't create them. Some of them are created by society. But for the most part, across the globe, they're created by people and then sort of sprung into the societies, if that makes sense. I know that sounds a little bit backwards, but there are biological and undeniable patterns mm-hmm. of relationships across the globe
right.
that work and don't work, right? Like they're, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people use this term unconditional love. They talk about it, especially in the community of like new agey, like health and wellness guru vibe, like just like love unconditionally. It doesn't matter what Seth does because it's like love unconditionally. Like, oh, mm-hmm. it matters what Seth does.
Mm-hmm.
And that the problem that I have with that type of like what would you call that energy vibe? Like the people who go to Burning Man, those people.
Well, don't bash on all
I'm not,
that stuff.
I'm not bashing them.
Contingent, maybe you're saying.
No, no, no.
Like, have unconditional love until you take a big fat crap on me for the 800th time. And then I'm like, nope.
Well, what I'm saying for most people who don't attend Burning Man and aren't of this like free love mindset, some people are that way. And that's great. I'm not trying to put them down. But what I have seen and what I've watched people do is that they go on this sort of like spiritual journey, spiritual with of any spirit, whatever, who like Casper the Friendly Ghost was spirit. The Holy Spirit, the evil spirit, the spirit of weed spirit, green spirit. Like, what's the spirit?
Eco
what's
spirit.
The Captain Planet? Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. But what happens is then they start getting this word unconditional love into their brain. And then they start hearing teachings about being disconnected from everything. So I think almost Wayne Dyer does this. Like, no, what is it? They talk about not like not having no reactions to anything. Like, you're just this perfectly Zen human.
Well, no attachments. And there's
yes,
a lot of
is,
there's
attachment.
A lot of truth around that. I have no expectations.
If we lived only in our brain cells, there's a ton of truth around that. But we happen to have cells in different parts of our bodies.
So
that get in the way of that.
I'm gonna not push back, but from we've read a lot of gurus and Wayne
gurus.
Dyer and Sadhguru and all these guys.
I named
right?
one of our puppies Wayne Dyer.
Yeah. And Joyce Meyer.
And Indiana Jones.
No, Dr. Jones. And then Skunk. what was I saying? So we read a lot of that stuff. Also read a lot of biblical texts, including the Bible. And I think what you are saying that may not be possible, at least in your mind, but Wayne Dyer would say it's possible, or even Jesus would say it's possible. It doesn't matter what the world does. I was thinking about this morning on my run, like Jesus being the highest here and those that came after him and before him got executed, mm-hmm. killed, but still had a spirit saying, they don't know what they're doing. I do love them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just
and conceptually,
monumental.
Conceptually, I get it. Totally mm-hmm. get it. But what would happen if I said, hey, Seth, right now, if I said, I'll be back in just 1 second, and I walk out there and you don't know what I'm doing, and then all of a sudden you hear this horrible sound, just like metal being smashed and like glass breaking, and you're like, what is that sound? And I'm out there with a baseball bat and your Toyota Tacoma. Is your love unconditional then?
Well, do you want my real answer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I immediately.
So if I smash
no,
the
listen,
hell
if,
out of your truck.
If you did that, there are things building up to that. And as a therapist, I would say.
No. I'm saying if I did it right now.
I know.
Jeez. Sorry, everyone.
You had a click in your brain that just went haywire.
So you're going to try to find a reason I did it?
Well, that's how I would make sense of it, because there's no other reason for you to do that.
Well, unconditional
she
love.
She just like broke and went nuts.
No, I can just do it. You'll never be mad at me. It's unconditional. There's no conditions. And this is what I'm trying to point out. People say unconditional love and don't have, you know, no attachment. And
first of all, who's saying this?
Lots and lots of people who, again, I hear this all the time. It's, of course, based on the algorithm that's feeding me things that are of this mindset, right? Mm. But I want to really be clear in saying that people, although we could aspire to be saintly in how we walk through the world, have boundaries and lines that people ought not cross. So if there are full books written about boundaries, and there are, mm-hmm. how is that the same thing as unconditional love, right? It's different. We need to identify that. Like, relationships are not unconditional. Love might be, but relationships are not. See what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I just want to have a conversation around it to help people. Again, we were sort of talking about this a minute ago, get back to the fundamental truth of how people are. Regardless of what we aspire to, there is a truth of how most of us are. And if I took a baseball bat to your truck for no apparent reason, you would not have unconditional trust.
I would still
faith,
love you.
Care. You might, but you might also divorce me if I did stuff like that every day.
Well, then that's just breaking the boundaries, the conditions of like, how can I be in a relationship?
Conditions.
How about this?
I would still love you.
How about this?
With conditions.
Perhaps you are using the word unconditional love as people in marriages, people in relationships, mm-hmm. and tons of clients that I've had, and probably even us, have, well, no, not us because we're still together, but people have, and especially in the addiction world, mm-hmm. right?
That's what I was actually thinking.
You can have unconditional love mm-hmm. from your children or siblings or other relatives who have gone completely, who have been fundamentally changed mm-hmm. by drugs and alcohol. You can put all the boundaries in the world. They break all the boundaries in the world. And then you cut them off. And actually, you don't talk to them for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. This happens. Mm-hmm. However, you still love them. Mm-hmm. That's unconditional right. love. They broke all the mm-hmm. boundaries of a traditional, functioning, normal relationship. Right. But in your heart, mm-hmm. you still love them. Mm-hmm. You still have love for them. That's not going to change, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not, but I mean, there's been bajillions of examples of that. Oh, they had some chronic mental health disorder. Mm-hmm. Their drug use was out of control. Their, I don't know, narcissistic personality disorder drove them nuts and drove them away. And my boundaries were not jiving with mm-hmm. that. However, I love them, right?
Right.
You will have unconditional love with our children. So will I, mm-hmm. right? They could do something tomorrow and you don't speak to them for the rest of your life. Highly unlikely, right?
Yeah.
But do you think that hasn't happened in the world?
Yeah, of course it's happened.
Do you think the mothers out there go, yes, it's tragic. It kills me literally every day, mm-hmm. but I still love them deeply. Where's that come from?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Where's that come from is not the question. So
that is unconditional love.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm aware of the description and I appreciate you trying to clarify. Why I'm saying all of this is that there are people in marriages, people we work with in marriages, who do not understand the distinction. Mm. And they go, what? You should, I mean, sure, I cheated or lied. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you love me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might really love you, but boundaries really, really, really matter. And people are, unless there's a really serious mental illness happening or a deficiency or whatever, people are conditional. Humans are by nature wired to be that way.
A zillion.
And I, again, maybe I'm saying this for the people who won't listen to it and it feels silly to say, and it feels like, well, duh, everybody knows that. Well,
people that listen to our show are smart. They have growth mindsets and they want the best for themselves and their marriage.
So this is an episode that if your spouse is making you listen to it,
ooh.
You're the one that doesn't get it.
Uh-oh.
I love you and I look forward to your growth, sir or madam. but again, I know it sounds almost too silly to talk about something as obvious as the sort of distinction between unconditional love and relationship boundaries, and the fact that, yeah, love may be unconditional, but relationships most certainly are not mm-hmm. unconditional, mm-hmm. right? I may love you unconditionally, but I'm not going to be okay if you bring another woman to a date that you and I are going on. That's a boundary I have.
Who the hell is this?
What do you mean?
My friend, are you cool?
Love me unconditionally.
What if I was like, what are you talking about?
And you just
there's
sat
no
down.
One here. And I like reached across the table to hold your hand and stuff.
Sounds like a terrible
it just made you go nuts.
Trick that would people gaslighting
that
to
is
the extreme.
Gaslighting.
But again, I'm saying this because I have a feeling that people are trying to make concepts so I don't know, it's almost like we're forgetting to go back to the basics of what things truly mean, what words really mean. And we're forgetting somewhere the definition is getting kind of smudged. And we're forgetting what it means and it's getting blurred and we think we know what it means, but we don't quite know what we think it means. And if we just sat down and went, wait one second, love may be unconditional, but relationships have conditions. They do. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the conditions that are in most relationships. Let's talk about it.
Not even most, every relationship.
Unless you're at Burning Man.
No, I'm there's definitely conditions and norms and stuff there, you know. Yeah. So think about it this way. If you have a debit card, there are conditions to your debit card. Mm-hmm. If you have a job, there are conditions. Mm-hmm. If you have a credit card, if you have a mortgage, if you
have a kid,
if you're on the PTA, if you are listening to this podcast on your phone,
there are terms and conditions apply.
There are terms and conditions that no one ever reads.
Yeah.
And we have probably signed all of our rights away as humans for eternity by now because no one reads any
updates.
Now
let's talk about vaccines. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. We will never do that. I am not doing that. But it's funny. Keep talking about... No, thank you.
Anywho. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
What? You did not finishing your thought?
I'm just saying that there are conditions and terms and policies to everything that you do. Mm-hmm. Right. Even being alive.
Right. So
the conditions that you have to follow if you are born is once you can eat on your own, you must eat.
It's the divine order of
That's
love.
That's a part of the condition.
So that you know.
If you don't follow, if you break that contract, you die.
Yeah. Done. So I want to speak to specifically people who might struggle with this idea, who might be blind to that it is a fact.
Can you give me an archetype of this person? What do they
do? So it's the partner that perpetually breaks a boundary that the other partner has tried to set up. So maybe that boundary is around alcohol or hanging out with certain friends or looking at pornography. There are conditions that this person... it's a contractual agreement and they are perpetually breaking the contract, but using this, love somehow covers this, even though I have continually broke this boundary.
Well, okay. Yeah. The Bible talks about love covers a multitude of sins, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe that's very true. And
I may want to revisit that because I have a take on that that's different from maybe what you're saying.
Different from the Lord's? Okay. Well, that's with you and God.
Oh, man, you just put a song in my head. Don't do that.
What song?
Mean God. What is his name? That guy who sings really low. Anyway, not the point.
Right.
Josh Turner.
There we go.
Long Black Train.
Long Black Train.
Oh my gosh, I love it
when you laugh
so
like
funny.
That. That's a great laugh. You look super cute.
That last part was good.
That wasn't even low.
No, that was what was so funny about it.
I can't sing low. Anyway, what were we saying? Love is conditional. Some people think it isn't. Mm-hmm. So then that is a delusion where the other person is actually blind to the fact. Mm-hmm. Why can't they just be okay with that? I mean, we get emails all the time from wives saying their husband's doing stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, I don't know.
I don't care.
My bros are doing it or I've done it for 20 years. And this could be anything, right? Mm-hmm.
Could be money problems. It could be, yeah.
Yeah, anything. Hello? Because that is not... So you have standards, mm-hmm. right? And I have standards mm-hmm. in every relationship. They're unspoken. I mean, we can go back to family of origin stuff. We talk about that all the time. There are unspoken and spoken expectations. There are assumptions.
Man, standards. That's good. Keep on.
There are assumptions. There are good and bad assumptions. Mm-hmm. There are...
implicit biases.
Well, yeah, that's... and non-implicit, right? There's intent versus impact of something and how we perceive it. I can dismiss you all day and say, well, that feeling, your boundaries, your standards, all this stuff doesn't apply to me. I'm my own grown-ass man, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I can say that. Is that good for our marriage? Or you could say that. Is that good for our marriage? No. That doesn't tear up. Mm-hmm. Use that word a lot. T-I-E-R.
You spell it every time. It's not
because
like
I have to.
Who thinks he means crying? Raise your hand. Of course we know what tear up means. Like
every woman.
You're trying to level up. I'll punch you again. I will break a contractual agreement we have.
Just kidding. Just kidding there. Thank you very much. We have
bigot.
These. Bigot?
Why don't you talk about vaccines now?
Oh my God. That's the third time you've spoken of vaccines. Anyway, great. This is going to get flagged from Instagram for being like anti-vaxxer or something like that.
Oh no. Keep on.
The algorithm, man.
All of it.
Yeah.
Man. Aliens.
Shadow bands.
Blurry.
Sasquatch. Anyway, there are these things. And don't get it confused to, oh, here's another thing. Sorry, not a tangent. It's related. That goes along with like the type of content that you're fed on Instagram, mm-hmm. right? Due to the algorithm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you deserve everything.
Oh, yeah.
You are worth it. You should be respected. You should be dignified. Oh, they're not respecting me, right? Since we're not cussing anymore, I'm still cussing. No, just kidding. But that is such a falsity. Mm-hmm. That is
nothing
not,
is earned.
No. Nothing is earned. Like, okay, yes, I get generational trauma. I get biases. I get all the injustices in the world. I have spoken on that stuff for mm-hmm. 8,000 years. I get it.
You're a turtle.
Yeah.
Master Oogway in the house.
Right.
So you've spoken on injustices.
Right. So don't at me. I know all that stuff. However, it's like it is turning. It's as if just because I'm born, mm-hmm. all this stuff is a birthright. Mm-hmm. I deserve this. Well, why would you deserve something if you didn't work for it? If you didn't go to school for it? If just because you think you're right, everyone else?
Yeah.
Should appease to that?
Right. And
now,
again,
okay, if you're alone, if you're like single mm-hmm. and just a person, fine. Think you're anything you want to be. Whatever. Have fun in 10 years when you literally have no one and your own welfare.
Right.
But you think you deserve a... Jeez. So mad right now.
Why? Where'd that come from?
Because we live in Seattle and there's all... Anyway. But where you get in trouble and where that does not work in committed relationships, mm-hmm. you understand? Mm-hmm. You have to work. You have to sacrifice something to get something, mm-hmm. right? My dad used to say, he said it all the time, which I really actually appreciated. If you're going to do something, do it right. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, my grandma had like the best work ethic of anyone I've ever known.
Still does.
And she's freaking 96. That is earned, right? Mm-hmm. They like sacrifice. And I've read in the Coach Burt book this morning.
Ooh.
Flip the switch. You have to. So I want this. Uh-huh. You have to be willing to trade mm-hmm. something, to sacrifice something. Sleep, mm-hmm. blood, sweat, energy, money, time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how in the world do we, like, do I deserve a master's degree just because I was born and thought it would be cool to be a therapist?
No.
Oh, whoa, no. I deserve it. Right? Mm-hmm. No, that is an immature way of thinking, which I've been guilty of. I'm not saying, right? But I think it, like Paul says in the New Testament, I don't know where in the world it is, somewhere in the Bible, NT. When I was a child, I thought like a child, mm-hmm. right? Acted like a child, mm-hmm. received things like a child, mm-hmm. you know?
Unwarranted
mm-hmm. things. Now,
when unearned, you didn't go earn your food.
When you're a child in the divine order of things,
mm-hmm. that's appropriate.
Of course, that's appropriate, mm-hmm. right? We don't expect a 2-year-old to pay a mortgage or a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. Understand what I'm saying? But as the maturation process grows and grows, mm-hmm. a healthy maturation process, you learn that, I want a new skateboard. Skateboards cost money. My dad used to buy me skateboards. My dad has told me, you have to go work and now pay 50% of the skateboard. Mm-hmm. Dad'll match it. Mm-hmm. Oh, more maturity. Hey, Dad, I want a new skateboard. Well, son, I just got you one 2 weeks ago. If you want one, go work and you were welcome to get it. Mm-hmm. You don't deserve it.
Yeah.
There's this idea, and I've kind of talked about it before, of meritocracy. Rewards, mm-hmm. privileges based on merit, mm-hmm. not based on the deservedness of it, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we could get super theological very quickly. I don't deserve God's love, you know, all this stuff, mm-hmm. right? But he gave it to us freely, blah, 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 and also free will. So a meritocracy-based society goes, anyone can go to school and get a master's degree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Seth, you are more privileged than...
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that is a fact. But you can look in any society, any culture, any socioeconomic background and go, that's an outlier. That's an outlier. Right. Think of David Goggins. If anyone has read Can't Hurt Me, David Goggins' book, go do it exactly now. Get the ebook, audiobook version. It's really awesome. Mm-hmm. Dude had a bonkers life.
Yeah.
I mean, the abuse that he went through, physical abuse, mental abuse, has crushed tens of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Tens of thousands of people, right? What did he do? He flipped a switch in his mind, right? Does he deserve anything that he got? Well, he deserves it because he worked for it. Mm-hmm. Understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I mean, one of the stories, he lost, I think, 100 pounds, 100 pounds of fat, cellulose, blubber, cellulite of body fat. And he lost it in some astronomical amount of time.
6 weeks or something?
Well,
or?
It was maybe 3 months.
It was like a crazy short.
Because he had a huge goal. We talked about it this morning on a call. Mm-hmm. His why was bigger than any how. Mm-hmm. You know, he knew, hey, my life sucks balls right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want this life anymore. I want to go in the military, which is what he did. And he was a Navy SEAL and all this stuff. But in order to do that.
He's a baddie.
Yeah, he's a baddie. He had to sacrifice himself, his time, his blood, his sweat, his tears, his mind, his emotion, his sleep, all this stuff to lose 100 pounds. And he did it despite going through a very, very hellish childhood. Mm-hmm. Read the book. Yeah. You'll figure out what I'm saying.
It's crazy.
So he earned every room that he is in.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So maybe unconditional love, kind of going back to your point, is unconditional love isn't
freedom to do anything.
Freedom to do anything, and you don't deserve it.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Yep. Just like, man, there's a lot of threads here. Okay. My brain
went 8 directions at once. Yeah. I saw it.
Both of ours too. You saw it?
Yeah, you went. There's this you like had zap eyes. Well, I want to say some things to it. That's okay if your brain went 8 directions.
Okay, thank you for...
That's how the Lord wired you.
Thank you for backing me up.
Some of the things that, like you're saying, that was my foot on the chair if you wondered what that noise was. But you were talking about this idea of like a meritocracy, people earning these things. Now, people who don't like that idea are typically people who don't want to work hard to earn a thing. And they say, that's not fair. Everything should be equal. You think that until you need brain surgery and your cousin is a brain surgeon, but he ain't good at it. You know, all things equal, everyone should be able to be a brain surgeon if they want. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you want the best one, not anyone, right? And I think it's really important to point that stuff out, because if we're not thinking of it really complexly and to sort of its full drawn out conclusions, we're being childish. So again, same thing with in relationships specifically. And again, really unfortunately, women write into us a lot about this. It's almost never men writing in and saying that their wife is doing this. It's almost always. In fact, I can't even think of maybe that's not exactly true.
No, we've had
I think
a good,
men don't
a good
word
deal
it
emails.
The same way that women do, but it's maybe the same issue is love may be conditional, sure, or unconditional rather, but relationships are very conditional.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot outsmart our biology.
Mm.
Our fight or flight system is a biological creation that is wound into and woven into our brain and how we think and our senses and all of that stuff. But you were saying earlier, like when people all think that everyone deserves everything equally, when we start to say that it's not like that in the real world, people get really hurt. They don't like how that feels, right? But the biology within us knows that it's inaccurate. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, the biology and...
Let me say this, though. Mm-hmm. So it also results mostly in dysfunction. It creates dysfunctional societies. Everyone gets a trophy for participating.
Mm-hmm.
That's dysfunctional. Those kids don't know how to stand up on their own and do a thing and fight for what they want or not, or what they don't know how to do all of that stuff.
Right.
So that... like pacifying a part of somebody and saying, oh, it's okay, be a little snowflake, creates dysfunction. It creates unhealth. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So how about, okay, springtime.
Hey, boot.
Springtime's coming up. will soon, you know, on walks, find little bluebird eggs mm-hmm. on the ground that have been, you know, hatched and stuff like that, which mm-hmm. is always fun for the kids. What if one of those tiny, ugly, gross-looking birds...
Mm-hmm. Robins, that's what
they have
about.
No Robin's feathers egg. Yet.
Yeah, yeah. Freaky.
What if the mom bird never nudged it out of the nest? Mm-hmm. What would happen?
I don't know.
You know what would happen.
It would die?
It would die.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would just stay there forever mm-hmm. and not die. But
and
the,
not die.
Sorry, and die. But the natural order of things, mm-hmm. the divine order of nature, mm-hmm. the divine order of love, mm-hmm. in fact, knows that that is the right thing to do.
Right. Repeat that. I mean, I'm gonna repeat that. Like the divine order of love in the natural world of a robin in a nest. Mm-hmm. Pushes the baby out.
Oh, don't push me. I'm neurodivergent.
It pushes, don't say that.
I have a theory
Vaccines.
On that.
Vaccines.
I have a real theory on that. I'm not making fun of that at all.
Right.
However, in the climate that we are in.
Yes, I know. Everyone has to factor that in. Someone got upset at us the other day and said that we were being unkind or being, they said a very specific word about, what is the word? About pronouns and stuff. We live in Seattle. We live in a place where my best friend, who is a doctor, she is a brilliant doctor, could get fired if she doesn't fully agree with like a 9-year-old kid about what that 9-year-old kid who doesn't have a medical degree thinks about their own self-diagnosis as a 9-year-old kid with no medical degree. You have to factor in that where we live, their laws, they're creating laws around these things that could get literally ruin people's livelihoods. And that this is I'm like tangent vibes for a second. That's what Jordan Peterson is always talking about, but people get it confused with the thing they think he's talking about, which is really unfortunate because mm-hmm. he's talking about laws that are detrimental to systems, not that transgender people are bad. That is not what he's saying. He's talking about the law that, what is the word? Medical establishments put in place that if someone says they're transgender at 9 or 12, I think it might be 9, mm-hmm. that the doctor is required with a capital R required to put them on puberty blockers. Just like put them in, there's actually like channels of what is it called? It's
like something that gets flagged. Say that my X levels were too high in my blood. Oh, flagged for high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Like that's,
right.
that's the,
like, we, so mm-hmm. we would do this with any other thing. Like if I don't know how to explain it, but people are getting confused with what we're actually talking about. And what they think we're talking about. And that's so unfortunate because really we're trying to argue that, you know, if you're bringing a law in that says, no, you must say that I'm a man. And if you don't say that I'm a man, you're fired, regardless of if you have kids or if you thought I was a woman, right? Like that's not okay. Not the part of being a man or a woman or transgender or not, or neurodivergent or not, is not what we're talking about. So I wanted to clarify that because you said neurodivergent and now people are going to email me and say I'm a terrible person.
We're losing all of our
listeners. Even if I've helped them for 6 years, I'll be the worst. The end.
The end. Okay. We'll see. Bringing it back. I feel like you were saying something before you went on that.
You were saying something.
Dang it. It's on me.
Oh, is that what you were worried about?
Right.
Well.
So anyway, hold on. If you guys like what we're talking about and you want to be...
smash further. That like button.
Smash that like button, man. Too much kids YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And so join a group. Join Badass Husband, right? Thanks, Emily, for this shirt and Scott. BadassHusband.com. We have a mastermind that we focus on 5 things: body, bank, brain, beliefs, and board. Those are all parts of who you are as a man, as a husband, as a worker, as a dad, anything. And we seek to elevate that, right? Same thing with women's group coaching. Mm-hmm. This is a mastermind of like-minded people who have Late higher teens. Goals for mm-hmm. ourselves, higher goals for our marriage, and higher goals for our families, right? And you are the sum of the 5 people that you hang out with the most. Go to badasshusband.com, get more info, mm-hmm. or go to Anatomy Bus, click on the groups button for women's group coaching. Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the topic at hand. Unconditional love, meritocracy, all kinds of stuff, divine order of love, divine order of nature. Right. There are certain things that you don't F with. If you do, stuff gets off, right? I've said this before. I love aeronautical stuff, planes, flights, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go in summer. Well, Oh, hello. I want to go to Orlando.
Orlando in July.
I
want
to go to Orlando, Florida on July 28th to the 30th. What? To the Power Couple Summit 2023.com. Yes, tickets are on sale now. Early bird prices. We have partnered with the Dad Edge.
Larry Hagner.
Awesome dude.
It's going to be so much fun.
Runs an awesome organization. We are partnering with him to give a marriage conference, a Power Couple Planner. Power Couple Summit 2023.com. You guys, it's in Orlando. It's at the Hilton, which is super nice. It has a lazy river. Bring your kids. We're working on childcare. Mm-hmm. Take your wife on a date to sunny, sunny Florida. Oh, also, after you kick ass on your marriage, go to Disney World. Take your kids.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're doing. So, Power Couple Summit 2023.com, right?
Yes.
Why did I say that?
I want to say something about why you said that. Okay.
Okay. We're going to Orlando in July. Seattle to Orlando. There's a direct flight, right?
Oh, yeah.
The pilot knows exactly how to get there. Mm-hmm. They have the coordinates in the plane, latitude, longitude, flight, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If the pilot goes, you know what? There's the coordinates. Let's see what happens if we go 1 degree off. Mm-hmm. 1 degree from here to Seattle is nothing. We'll be like two blocks over. Mm-hmm. Understand what I'm saying?
Right.
1 degree over 3,000 miles, we'll end up somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico.
Won't be in Orlando.
You understand what I'm saying? So when you mess with certain things, there are magnified and exacerbated results that you don't want.
May I continue that analogy of aeronautical stuff and even more like, think about an airplane.
Oh, like the A380 on my vision board?
Like the A380 on Seth's vision board. That A380 on Seth's vision board, if like four screws aren't in the right spot,
you're screwed.
Maybe for a couple miles it might be okay, but over time, over 3,000 miles, it could mean catastrophic failure.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we expect precision in aeronautical vehicles, but not precision? And again, it's not just, I just unconditionally love this plane, so I don't care if all of the like stuff is right. Like, gash, smash, who needs what? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs the seals to be totally perfect? And like the timing belt. Do planes have timing belts? Is that
probably
a funny thought?
They probably have 200 of them. I don't know.
It's the size of the airplane. But we love the precision of an airplane. We love it does exactly what we want it to do because it doesn't do anything else. It doesn't do anything we don't want it to do, right? And of course, it's a machine, whatever. But let's take that concept and put it on our lives because lives are long and they have an impact, right? So if you are a spouse who thinks, what? It's fine. I don't need to tell my wife that I'm going to go to the bar. I'll just come home when I come home, whatever. She doesn't need to know. Not her business. Or I won't tell my husband that I'm gambling because what? He doesn't need to know. It's not his business. Or I will go and cheat on someone, get pregnant, not tell them, and have them raise my kid, right? These things happen all the time, every day. That will cause catastrophic results. That is the generational curse. I think the generational curse is really blindness to our own impact, right? And again, love might be unconditional. Maybe. It should be. But relationships are not. There are conditions that even if we say we don't believe in them, if they are broken, we will have a totally different set of things coming out of our mouth, right? And that's, I think, where people get into the, like when they get into the woo-woo space, like the people who go to Burning Man, you know? Like
you got something into Burning Man.
It's just what comes into my head now. I'm not dissing Burning Man. I don't know anything about it, but it's just where I see all the people who are like, peace and love, man, and I'm going to go and be naked all the time with everybody who's also naked, and we're going to burn a thing and like live in an Asian, like spaceship-looking vibes. I don't know. I think it's funny. But again, the path to happiness is not doing everything, right? It's a narrow, clearly defined thing, and our marriages are no different.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly defined unless we aren't defining them or unless we're intentionally trying to push all the boundaries of them all the time.
Well, people come to us or go to counseling when the definition is lost, or they lose sight of the definition, or they have just not been intentional. the entire time, mm-hmm. and then the fumes, the high of
chasing something.
The fumes are high of like us being together kind of wears off, mm-hmm. and it's not cute anymore.
Right.
What she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I could tolerate it for a time. Mm-hmm. It's like the screws loose in the A380.
Right.
Okay. Couple of screws loose. I can still fly for maybe a couple years. Mm-hmm. Who knows, right? But then there will be a time. What is it? I think maybe the concept of the law of diminishing returns. Mm-hmm. It's okay for a time. It works and works. But then there is a point, mm-hmm. in the arc of, oh, it just hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything is going downhill. It's not cute anymore.
Right.
This isn't cool. I really have strong feelings about being ignored, not seen, not heard, not mm-hmm. loved, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's also that, what is the law that's like stuff just deteriorates? What's the name of that law?
Entropy.
Entropy. It's the law of entropy. So entropy, meaning stuff deteriorates no matter what it is. Relationships, marriages, right? That means you have to fight, just like tooth decay. You have to actually do something proactive about it all the time, right? But if you don't even know that relationships are conditional, and you just think, well, whatever, they'll be fine with it, it's blah, or you don't think about it at all, again, you're setting yourself up for the biggest cavity ever and a root canal.
And?
An A380. Getting a root canal.
What? I don't know. Anyway, if you find yourself in this of, whoa, screws have been loose for a long time, I'm at a point where it doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. I still love my partner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get divorced, but I don't know what to do. Enter high-performance marriage coaching. We have seen so many clients who come to us in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you both have to want to do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work if, hey, Melanie, let's do coaching. Let's spend a bunch of money and time on coaching.
Right.
Oh, that's stupid. It won't work anyway. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. I have come to a realization. If we could do it alone, we would have done it by now. Mm-hmm. Come on board with me. Nope, don't want to. You might be in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. Hold fast, person who wants to do coaching or counseling and growth, hold fast. You're in for a bumpy ride, but trust me, it can be done. You can win over your spouse, right? In that way, in a good way. Now, if both of you want to go, then boom, let's light the fire and
put your seatbelts on, man.
Pour some A380 jet fuel on it. Understand what I'm saying? So email us, set up an appointment. We'll do a Zoom call to see if we're a good fit, to see if we'll actually work with you.
Mm-hmm.
We have had clients where took them on, not a good fit. And guess what? They didn't get the results that they hoped they wanted. Understand what I'm saying? You have to be willing. You have to be ready. You have to be open-minded and have a growth mindset around this. So email us if you have any questions, hello@anatomyofus.com, about coaching, or click on the coaching tab, which will pop up when you go to anatomyofus.com. Coaching, high-performance marriage coaching. We've done it. We've done it several times for our own stuff, and it works. Thank you very much. Anything else? Closing arguments, closing thoughts.
I guess I want to just really repeat the idea that we may say we believe that things can be unconditional or egalitarian or whatever, but our bodies will out us, especially in marriage. So if I say, oh yeah, like Seth can just do whatever he wants, he's his own human, and then all of a sudden he's had an affair and
I did what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You said.
Right. But my body will have a response to that. It could be anger. It could be fury. It could be, well, screw you, I'm out, right? These things sound great in theory, but in reality, we are wired, like biologically made, to crave closeness, trust, security, seen, soothed, whatever the other S's safe. Are, safe.
And heard.
Something. There's another S. And so I guess I just want to really hit home with this idea that you cannot outsmart your biology. You can't. And
you can realize it and then harness it. Understand what I'm saying? Then you can optimize everything. That's what Rob Dyrdek does. That's what Tom Bilyeu does. That's what David Goggins have done.
That's
done.
What the Power Couple they Planner is.
Exactly. They have, we, including in they, right? Us, we have realized a couple things and said, when you follow this, when you do this, you will get the results. Mm-hmm. How is that so hard, people, right? Mm-hmm. When you minimize your calories to a 1800, 2200 calorie diet, depending on your weight and BMR and all that stuff.
BMI?
No, BMR. Or your daily caloric intake, whatever. when you harness that and go, okay, I have a goal. This is what it takes to get there. If I do that, this will happen. If I invested, you know, $100 a month when I was 18, are you kidding? What would I have right now?
$200. Just kidding.
Whopping 200 bucks. That's what happens. If you plant a tree in the backyard here in the Northwest, if I plant a little baby red cedar, water it.
You don't need to do
that. You don't have to do much.
No.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Look around at nature. You don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
It's doing it itself.
The conditions are there. The seed is built for that. Understand what I'm saying? Innately, genetically, evolutionarily, created by God to do that. It does work. We mess up if I planted a cactus, a cactus. That's what our little kid used to call it. Cactus. And if I planted a giant, what do you call those?
Taco time cactus.
Oh, man. I can't think
saguaro.
Of the cactus.
Saguaro.
Anyway, I was thinking our friends in Arizona. If I planted a cactus out here, the conditions aren't right. That's not what it was built for. When you enter into a marriage or a monogamous committed relationship in that way, marriage preferred, obviously, you can't mess around with stuff it wasn't meant to be. It's like planting a cactus in the Northwest or planting a cedar tree in the desert. It wasn't made for that. The conditions aren't right. You can't expect something different.
Which sounds almost funny to say, but like that's such a good analogy of like things in different environments. Like, there's, I don't know, there is an order to this stuff. And people try to do things out of that order to their detriment. And unfortunately, in marriage, to the detriment of their children also. They lay a foundation of dysfunction for their children to then have to figure out how the hell to stand on, right? So again, I'm only bringing this up, this idea that love may be unconditional, but relationships most certainly are not. Because someone out there needs to hear that. Some person has to have the like sharp end of truth and go, geez, I'm being an idiot. I shouldn't be doing that. Like, she's right. Like, that is outside of the bounds of the health of our relationship. And if I said I wanted a healthy relationship, I can't, you know, maybe it's play video games for 8 hours a day or lie to my partner about money or look at porn or anything, overeat, whatever the thing
forget,
is.
Forget relationships. If I think that my car should not need to run on gas, it's built that way. That is what it does.
And you are crazy. Like if that's what you feel like,
just, it doesn't
it's
work.
It's not the car's problem. It's your problem.
It's incongruent. What did I text myself this morning?
I don't know. I'm not you. We need to wrap this up. It's quite a long episode. But
this is a thing. The faster you change yourself, the faster your marriage will change.
Agreed.
Understand what I'm saying?
I stand in agreement with that statement.
It is a direct correlation with mathematical precision is what I texted myself.
Okay.
On my run this morning. So guys, if you need help in figuring that out and you're open to it, both of you are open to it, seriously, email us, inquire about coaching. Let's get on a discovery call to see if you are a good fit, right? To see if we want to work with you, okay? Because otherwise, we're just wasting time and money, right? So email us at hello@anatomyofus.com for information on coaching.
And if you want to get into our groups, just go to anatomyofus.com and poke around at our website. You'll see the event page for Orlando in that for our Power Couple Summit. But yes, thank you for hanging out with us. We hope this is helpful. Have an amazing day.
All right.
And remember that relationships have conditions. Terms and conditions apply.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Anatomy of Us. This podcast is produced by my mom, Melanie Studley, and hosted by my dad, Seth Studley. Our show is edited and published by our producer, Reva Hansen, from Creative Media Support. Special thanks to our Patreon members that get an extra episode every week. Thanks for watching. Love you. Bye.